Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Boy, I love that term, financial freedom. And I know it may seem elusive, especially if you think about what we define as financial freedom. That may be covering your monthly expenses with passive income, or replacing your income from your job, your active income, your earned income, your W-2 income, we may call it, with that passive income. So I'm thinking about monthly expenses. Boy, that may be building up to $5,000 in passive income because that's what my monthly expenses are. Or again, thinking from the perspective of a job, maybe $60,000 a year, $100,000 a year, could be a firm six-figure salary that you're trying to replace. And that may seem daunting, but I'll tell you, we have members at Lifestyles Unlimited that are doing that very thing all the time. And it's interesting, and I'll probably hit this at the end of the show as well. At some point you get there and you don't even realize you're there. You look back, you're like, wow, I did it. I am there. But when you're starting out again, it can seem very daunting. Let's just take that example of the $5,000 in monthly expenses. What are your monthly expenses? You need to figure that out. But not uncommon for, let's say, a family of four. Talking about things like utilities, your mortgage on your house, your car payments, insurance, health insurance, car insurance, you know, all that good stuff. Food, the necessities of life, your child care, pet care, and so on. That may tally up to about $5,000 in monthly expenses. And wouldn't it be great if you could just cover that with passive income, meaning all that cash going out the door every month is coming in at the same time from a passive source, that being the important part, not from that active job. Monthly income that comes in the door, no matter what you're doing. No matter what you're doing. Sleeping, traveling, having fun with the grandkids, doesn't matter. That passive income keeps coming in the door so that you don't have to worry about the money and you can focus on your lifestyle instead. That's the tagline for this show. It's not the money, it's the lifestyle. That is financial freedom. And again, for some of you out there, that may seem daunting. Now, for some, the race, let's call it, the race to financial freedom, to that finish line, might be a quick sprint. Whereas for others, it might be what you, to take the running analogy, it might be a marathon. And it may be a marathon both figuratively and literally. So again, going back to that example, $5,000 in monthly expenses that I want to offset by building up a portfolio of single family houses. Why? That's exactly what I did. That's exactly what my wife and I did. How many houses will it take? Well, on average here in Texas, $400 a month is what we net on each house each month. Net meaning we've collected the gross rents. Let's say it's $1,500, paid the mortgage and everything else. Taxes, you know, accrued for property taxes, insurance cost, $1,100 out the door. I keep $400 at the end of the month per house. So what's it going to take me? It's going to take maybe 12 or 13 houses to build up the cash flow to offset that $5,000. And that's where I say it may seem daunting. There's no way I can ever get there. 12 houses? For some of you, it may be a sprint. It depends on where you start. For some of you, a distance run. But that proverbial marathon, people have been running it for decades, for hundreds of years. I did a show sometime back about Benjamin Franklin. He was a real estate investor. Been around for a long time, this notion. Others have done it. Others have run that marathon, so don't worry, because you can get there too. We can all cross the finish line to financial freedom, whether it's a sprint or a distance run. Now, I'm going to tie this into my personal experience. When you think about running a marathon, it does seem daunting, and I know this because I ran one once in my life. That was it. That's all I could take. Now, over my lifespan, I have been a distance runner. In junior high, I did that cross country, we called it. 1 mile if you're on the B team. I was on the B team. Worked up to 3 miles on the A team. Played lots of soccer, lots of running there. When we lived in Germany, there's an event in our area there where we lived called the Hermannslauf, the Hermann's Run. There's a monument in the mountains there called the Hermannsdenkmal, or the Hermann Monument. It was built in the late 1800s to somebody that fought back against Rome, essentially, long ago. And the run there, it goes from this Hermann Monument to the Sparrenberg Castle. This is in Bielefeld. It's not a marathon. It's 31.1 kilometers. That translates for you and me here in the U.S., 19.3 miles. Not as far as a marathon. But here's the thing. It had its ups and downs, just like so many things in our life, right? Went through a place called the Teutoburg Forest. And it literally went up and down through these mountains. There was one stretch of the race, the hardest stretch, I think, where there was a series of steps built into the side of the mountain. I don't know why they were there, but we had to run up these steps. It was tough. It was tough. But I got through it, did it twice, and said, you know what? I'm going on to the next level. I want to do this marathon thing. What's a marathon? 42 kilometers, or as you probably more commonly know, you see the stickers on the back of the cars. I don't have one of these, but the little goose egg shaped stickers, 26.1. miles. Right, that's the marathon. Now, how did I get there? Well, I'd been running all my life. I had that in my background, but I did some training and I did some preparation and I got my mindset around what it's going to take to do this thing. And I ran a lot. Right, run, Forrest, run. You've probably seen the movie Forrest Gump. Does it take all of that preparation? Does it take all of that mindset shift to become a successful real estate investor? Well, to an extent, it may. It depends on where you're coming from. It may depend on your background. It may depend, more importantly, on your starting point, your capital. And it may depend on which type of running you want to do. Are you going to do that short distance run, that speed, that sprint? Or are you going to look at that long 26.1 miles? We're going to talk about what it takes when we come back. We're going to talk about body type. Does it matter what kind of body type you have to be a real estate investor? Probably not. So stick around, though.
You can't be financially free if you're psychologically imprisoned by disabling belief systems.
Are you ready to break free from your disabling belief systems about money, real estate, retirement, and financial freedom? Then join us for Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Learn the belief system that thousands of people like you have used to break free from corporate America and create the lives they have always wanted. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedFreeWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb. If you've got questions for me, you can email me at askandy@luinc.com. askandy@luinc.com. And when I first became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, I can actually remember the guy that taught our free workshop that my wife and I first went to. I was a guy named Al, and he's a distance runner and a very fit guy, very fit, quite a bit older, enjoying his financial freedom. Was it a sprint for him to get to that finish line, to cross the finish line to financial freedom, or was it more of a marathon? I don't know, but he got there. And he was giving back and teaching that free workshop. And for us, you know, we'd been listening to this very radio program for a good year. This was just after we'd returned from Germany. In fact, we were unemployed. We didn't know what we were going to do. And we're looking around trying to figure things out. Both got employed, but parallel to that, caught this show every weekend. And eventually went to that free workshop and heard what Al had to say. And we're persuaded, hey, this is a direction for us. Now, we don't know what it takes. We need to learn. We need to figure this out. And these people are going to help us. And that's exactly what they did. This was about 10 years ago. And if you want to learn more just about Lifestyles Unlimited in general or investing in real estate, check out the free workshop. You can go to freeworkshoplivestream.com to register. It's an hour and a half of your time, done in the evenings or at midday, all online. Again, freeworkshoplivestream.com. So you can get an idea. Am I prepared to do this thing? What does it take? And is it gonna, for me, is it gonna be a sprint, or is it gonna be that long marathon race that Andy was talking about in the earlier segment? Now, going back to the running, and we're going to draw some parallels throughout the show here. And thinking about body type. Now, you can't see me. You're catching my voice over the airs. You may have an image in your head. Now, maybe we've met at one of the case studies or one of the Lifestyles Networking events. But if not, what do you picture? Some short, chubby dude talking about running a marathon? No, I'm actually a pretty tall guy, 6'2" or 6'2". I hate to confess, but with my 4, soon-to-be 5-year-old, I'm transitioning into that dad bod. I'm not quite as thin as I once was, but does body type matter when it comes to running? And if you think about it, short-distance speed versus, again, that long distance, that marathon that I was talking about, more pacing, more mental-type games. And it's interesting because if you probably know Usain Bolt. He's the quote-unquote fastest man in the world. Was for the longest time anyhow. He ran the 100-meter sprint in a crazy 9.58 seconds. Well, this guy, he's taller than I am. He's 6'5". Turns out sprinters tend to be taller. They've got those long legs. They can lever and they can just really move. Marathoners, on the other hand, it seems that I don't have that build. The great ones are rarely over 6 feet. Interestingly, as you increase your linear feet, your body length, as you get taller, your body weight increases exponentially. Quite simply put, before the dad bod came around, I'm just too big. But I love doing it. So to answer the question, does body type matter in running? Yes, it does. Now, if I translate that to real estate investing, now I'm not going to talk about body type here. I was being a little tongue-in-cheek at the end of the last segment, but does your things like your professional background, does that matter? Does your career heretofore, what you've been doing for the past decade or 2 decades or 30 years, does that matter? What your parents did, does that matter? Does it matter where you come from, what your income is right now? Do these things determine whether you can be a successful real estate investor? Absolutely not. They have no bearing. Now, do they determine whether you should, let's think about the parallel between that distance, that sprint, and long distance, that marathon running. Do they determine whether you should invest, let's say, in single family? That's one path, in rental houses, or apartments, multifamily. No, here too, not really. Now, I will say, there is one thing that can have some impact, and that's your starting point from a capital perspective. Capital, the money you have in the bank, for example, the equity you have in your house, the 401k portfolio you may or may not have built up, or other retirement accounts, other places where you can get your hands on capital, that does matter. That will dictate to a degree whether you should start with house investing, houses, single family, or apartments. Capital can impact the answer there. But does it really matter which avenue you choose to get to that financial freedom finish line? You know, it is subjective. A lot of things come down to the very questions you're going to need to ask yourself. What is the finish line for you? What is that financial freedom? Is it that $5,000 a month in expenses that are going out the door? Or is it some other number? Maybe you want a bigger number in passive income, in cash flow. Or is it creating wealth for your kids or your grandkids, creating equity, creating capital gains? And that's different than building cash flow. So the avenue you choose will in part come down to your goals. By the way, coming back to the marathon I mentioned, the record holder for the marathon, 26.1 miles, completed that race in 2 hours, 1 minute, 39 seconds. Now me? When I ran mine back in Germany, I was in my mid-30s. I was pushing 5 hours, but I finished. That was my biggest goal. My biggest goal in Germany, when you're running a marathon, they have something they call the broom bus. And the broom bus, it comes behind you. And after a certain point, it starts to sweep up all those laggards, all those fatigued, exhausted runners that aren't going to get there. My biggest goal was not to get swept up by the broom bus, and I did it. I crossed the line, and I made it to the finish line. It felt great. And that's really the important thing here for you, whether you start with a little cash or a lot, whether you start with just a little free time on your hands or a lot, whether you know a ton about real estate investing or know nothing at all right now. The important thing is that you start running that race and keep pushing through. Keep pushing through to get to the finish line, which again for us is financial freedom. I'll tell you, there were things along the way during that marathon race that propelled me. There were times when I thought about giving up. There were way stations along the way, fruit water, volunteers that are clapping you on the back, cheering you on, applauding. But there were desolate stretches. There were places where the race went through the city and there was no one there. It got tough. Those crowds would pop back up and they spurred you on. And it will be like that at times. It can be like that. It doesn't have to be. But there can be moments where things seem desolate. And there are things that you can do as a real estate investor or prospective real estate investor to then help you along your path. And that's what I want to shift to now and talk about. There are a handful of things. And these are things that will set you up for success if you do them. So let's first talk about training. Thinking about that runner, you don't just decide to do a marathon and go out and run a marathon. I'm sure there are people that have done it. That was not me. I thought about it. I kind of laid out a plan. I got online, thought, okay, never done a marathon before. What do I need to do? Do I need to find a trainer? Do I need to find a coach? Didn't do that, but started running. So thinking about education from a real estate perspective, again, like I said already, it does not matter what your background is. It does not matter what your job right now is or what you used to do. We will level the playing field for everybody through education. And that's where it begins. When we come back, I want to talk about education and some of the things you're going to learn that will help you on that race to the finish line of financial freedom. Stick around.
Del Wamsley on the economy and politics.
What happens if the economy turns around and goes back down now the Democrats are in power, or inflation becomes rampant and all of a sudden it becomes very difficult to do business? I was listening to an economist the other day and he pulled out this chart of GDP. He said, look, here's what I want you to do. He said, tell me anywhere from 1950 to 2021 where the Democrats took power and where the Republicans took power. He said, point it out for me. And the truth of the matter is you can't tell.
If you're sitting on the sidelines waiting to see what the politicians are going to do, or waiting to see what the economy's going to do, if you're trying to predict the future, stop. Politicians and the economy have no bearing on your success or failure. Only you do. Register for the next live online free workshop. We'll unfold the map to retirement in 5 years or less, regardless of what's going on in the world. It's the same proven strategies we've been using for 30 years through every political party and economic cycle you can think of. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, and we're going to talk now about some of the things you can do to make sure you are a successful real estate investor for the long haul. And we've been talking so far in the show, we've been drawing an analogy to running. And there are people out there like Usain Bolt that run 100 meters, 200 meters, keeping it to the short side. There are people out there that run those marathons. There are the ultra marathons. They go even farther. I've never entertained that thought personally. I ran one marathon in my life. I'll tell you, it was very, very hard. But I did some stuff to prepare and make sure I didn't get swept up by the broom bus because I was clearly not going to make it. There are things you can do as a potential real estate investor as well to ensure your success. We're going to talk about those. And I want you to find that financial freedom. I want you to get to that finish line because I've been there. And a lot of my peers at Lifestyles Unlimited, they are there as well. And I enjoy great company with them. And we have a great time together. And do we spend all our time together? No, but we have the time. I saw a post from another radio host, Al Gordon. He was out in Cancun. He was down in Mexico scuba diving with one of our mentors out of the Houston office because they are financially free. For them, it's not the money. It's the lifestyle. They're taking that trip together because they're both avid scuba divers. These are the things you can do when you achieve that financial freedom. And I love to see what my peers in this very big network at Lifestyles Unlimited are doing because it keeps me going. Now, I've crossed that finish line already from the financial freedom perspective, but we want to continue to grow. And just from a personal perspective, my wife and I have mentioned this probably 100 times on the show. We've been shifting from single family to multifamily. That's a new marathon. That's a new race for us to run. And here, too, there are things that will propel us along the path and keep us going. Thinking back to that marathon, it was really hard. And at some point along the race, I came up to and started to pass somebody that I recognized. This was a guy, a husband of a coworker of mine. Cornier was his name, Russian guy. And I patted him on the back, said, Cornier, hey man, keep it up, let's go. And we started running together. And we didn't stay together for the rest of the race, but that encouraged us both. That kind of camaraderie is extremely helpful. But before we get to that camaraderie, to that network, I think when it comes to real estate investing, a big piece that so many people are missing is just simply the education. And again, my thesis is it doesn't matter what your background is. You can learn everything we're doing at Lifestyles Unlimited as successful real estate investors. What sort of things are you going to learn? For example, just simply the vocabulary. In any industry, if you've ever changed jobs from one employer to the next, from one industry into the next, what have you had to do? Learn a new jargon. Learn a lot of new abbreviations. Well, in real estate, we have those as well. A common one, for example, ARV. What is that? After repair value. Now, we talk about that predominantly with single family houses. Why? Because we're going in and buying houses that need some loving. They need some work. We go in, we fix them up, and we have a target in mind, that after repair value. We're shooting for a market value that is going to be higher than where we bought it at. We bought it right, bought it at a discount. We're putting the repairs in at a discount. That does not mean shoddy work. We're doing good work. We have good pricing through our vendors. And then at the end of the day, we've got that market value, that after repair value, right? That's part of the vocabulary, part of the trades, learning how to work with those trades that are helping you through that renovation. In fact, they're doing that for you. A lot of people don't have the time to be out there swinging a hammer on that single family house, let alone on apartments. And you shouldn't be. You shouldn't be. You learn how to operate through those processes. That's another thing. We learn to answer all of those how questions that you have. How do I renovate a house? How do I renovate an apartment? How do I renovate a 400-unit apartment, let alone an apartment? We get very big. We get very scale-based, in essence. You learn the mechanics to all of that stuff. That's all processes. Those are things that show you the way, right? How to keep going down that path. And you learn with that first house how easy it really was. Wow. I just bought a rental house. I just fixed it up and I got it rented. By the way, that education is extremely important for helping you then overcome fear. And what I just mentioned, I found a qualified resident for my rental house. That's probably the biggest thing I hear from people is, what if I cannot find a tenant? What if I can't find a qualified resident? I'm just going to pull out of my web archives recent occurrence for us. We have a house a little south of Dallas. We rented it out in August. It flew off the shelves. We had over a dozen, I think close to 24 applications to sort through. We had too many. We got the right people. Well, those right people were great. They kept very good care of the house, but they had an emergency, had to move out of town. 3 months later, I'm doing it again, and I'm doing it at the end of November. Oh no, bad time of year. What's going to happen? Am I going to get it rented? Did I have that fear? No, I didn't. I've been doing this for 10 years. You may approach this time of year and getting your lease done with fear, but I'm here to tell you, it was on the market 3-4 days, got a lease signed. Equally qualified people. By the way, our lease dictates what happens on early termination. We get an extra 1 month's rent out of the outgoing family, extra income. So everything we do, we're properly educated for these situations. And I'll tell you now, that common fear you have about getting your house leased or anything else, we can address that through education. You can address that by going to networking events and talking with people that have done this very thing. Hey, I'm thinking about buying this house. Here it is, middle of the year. I think by the time I get done with my rehab, it may be October, November, we'll be approaching Thanksgiving. Am I going to have trouble getting it rented in this market? No. Talk to the people that are operating there. You'll learn, hey, just get it done. Get that asset under control. So you're going to learn the vocabulary. You're going to learn the mechanics. You're going to learn the answers to all those how questions that you have. And you're going to overcome fear as you go through answering all of those questions, because now you understand how things work. And when we shed a light on those operations, those processes, it becomes evident that those fears that you have, false evidence appearing real, are unfounded. Now, I will tell you, when it comes to education, it's very, very important to learn from the right source. Thinking back to the running analogy, or any sport, are you going to take running instructions or coaching from your overweight uncle that chain smokes and sits in front of the TV all day long? No, of course not. You wouldn't do the same thing in real estate investing. If you know that uncle, you've got that buddy, they dabbled, they tried, they failed, That is not your coach. That is not somebody you want to talk to. That is not somebody that's going to educate you because they had no success at it. You want to find the right source. And if I think about Lifestyles Unlimited, boy, we've got the track record. Lifestyles Unlimited has been around for over 30 years. Del Walmsley founded Lifestyles Unlimited 30 plus years ago. He's done the single family investing, the duplexes, apartments. He has taken his net worth up and up again and up again, and he can tell you all about that. And he can show you the way. 30 years and more. Track record, we are 50,000 members strong. And when you go to one of the events, networking events, educational events, in person or even online, you can chit-chat, you can talk with these people. And again, build that education informally just by way of association. It's like running alongside my coworker's husband, Cornier, in that marathon. Boy, we just kept each other going as long as we could. Membership base is huge. Track record, again, members at Lifestyles Unlimited consistently bring home awards from local, from regional, and from national apartment associations for the wonderful work that they're doing out there in our communities. Consistently. If you come to one of the case studies in our offices in Dallas or any of our other markets, you're going to see this array of banners that with smiling faces as people are receiving those trophies from the National Apartment Association for the great work they've done every year. Finally, track record. Boy, you can really see what we're doing. Real people, real results if you go to our case studies. I'm going to tie that into the next section here that I want to talk about. Aside from the education, there is a little bit of preparation that you want to do on your side. Which race is it you want to run? Is it that single family race? Is it that multifamily apartment race? Well, just knowing what is possible is a big start. And learning what is possible starts at our case studies. You can email me to learn more about those. Ask Andy at LUINC.com. Or when we come back from the break, we're going to head into a quick break. I'll give you a couple other places where you can go to catch those case studies and see what people are doing out there in the house and apartment market. So stick around.
Del Walmsley offers some tips on a better lifestyle.
Even as independent as you are when you own and work in your own business, if you stop working, you're right back to where you were if your boss cut you off. If you don't get up and go to work, you're not going to earn any money. And so you need to learn how to become interdependent. Now, even after you become interdependent, you're going to start working on something called mastery. Mastery is something that is so different than just doing. When you master something, you are going to be able to anticipate and eliminate all of the problems that would normally occur to the guy just trying to work his way through something. You're in front of the problems, not behind the problems. You've got the thing figured out so well that when you start a new business, it's nothing.
The Lifestyles Investor Show will be right back. Everyone is asking, is it still a good time to invest in real estate?
We see no indication that for the foreseeable future, and even the unforeseeable future, no indication whatsoever that real estate is suddenly not going to be the best vehicle for creating wealth and passive income for your family. And so that would say that now is the time to get in. And we very rarely talk about this because we talk about cash flow. But now we're talking a little bit about capital gains and what the future brings in that property. Because it's real. At the end of the day, you have all your cash flow, but you've got this nice capital gain when you sell. And the inflation that we see and the reasons for it are going to continue. And we're going to see great capital gains at the end of the line when we sell these properties.
Get in on the next free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb, and today we are talking about running a marathon, as it were, to to get you to that finish line of financial freedom. Now, it doesn't have to be a marathon. So much depends on where you are starting. Now, it doesn't depend on where you're starting from a job perspective, what you're doing in your line of work or your trade right now. It doesn't depend on where you come from. It doesn't depend on who your parents were. It doesn't depend on your career or your profession or what level of education you've gotten. If you have any questions during the course of today's show, or really any time, shoot me an email to askandy@luinc.com. Again, askandy@luinc.com. I do love your questions. They often inspire me to bring a particular topic for the show. And I just mentioned in the last segment, if you go to Lifestyles Unlimited, to any of the events, our membership base is 50,000 members strong and growing. We are national in scope. You're going to talk to people from such a broad array of life that have had success in real estate investing, and success both in single family investing as well as multifamily. My wife and I, we chose that as our path, our race to run early on. Single family. We're going to buy as many houses as we can to create that passive income, to create that cash flow, to get my wife first and foremost out of her job, and I'll worry about mine later. Other people, they start in a totally different direction and start running down that apartment path. You can do either. You can do both. And just knowing that that is even possible is a big start. And our case studies, that is a really good place to go, because you're going to hear from two presenters, single family investor, maybe just starting out, then another single family investor, maybe a little bit farther down, a little bit farther along in their run, in their race, and then an apartment investor. And that's going to give you an idea of numbers and how the returns work, what kind of cash flow you might see, what kind of equity capture. Remember, we make money five ways with our real estate investments. That's why it's such a great way to achieve that financial freedom. You're not going to get there through work. You're not going to get there by putting that money away in the 401k, in the IRA, under your bed as gold bars in the backyard. None of that's going to get you there. But real estate investing with five ways to make money, six in apartments, that will. But by going to the case study, that will help you decide, first and foremost, what do I even want to do? Am I a sprinter? Am I 6'5" like Usain Bolt? Am I under 6? Maybe better for that distance running. All right, this will help you decide that. And I mentioned you can do that live in our local offices. You can also do that online when we do our case study in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. We've got one coming up here very soon. That's also broadcast online. In fact, if you follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook, you can watch that there. And if you subscribe to our YouTube channel, that case study is broadcast there as well. You'll get an alert or a message or a pop-up or something whenever the case study begins. And along the notion of preparation, we talked about education. That's huge. It really is. It's going to help you dispel a lot of those fears. Oh, can I find a renter? Yeah, you can. Yeah, how do I run the business? Everything you need to know, essentially. And you'll find that at Lifestyles Unlimited. But you need to set goals as well. And are your bigger goals, are they focused on creating cash flow, like we mentioned, or creating wealth, or maybe both? But here's a very important consideration for you. I want you to get ready now. Thinking again about running a race. If I had showed up to one of my junior high cross-country races, right as the guy's pulling the trigger on the start gun, and then I start to get undressed, removing my street clothes, putting on my track suit, and then I start limbering up. Well, the race is already underway. People are off and running. But here's the problem. That's what a lot of people do when it comes to the new year. This is a great time to make a cut, to re-envision your life, re-envision what you're going to do for the coming year. But a lot of people wait until January 1. A lot of people wait until February 1. Ooh, I got to do that goal thing. I had an employer once that waited until middle of March to set goals for the year. Well, what is the point? The race is already well underway. You've showed up a little too late. So right now, this is one thing to start working on. We are heading for a new calendar year. We're in the last month of the year. Get those goals written down now. Don't wait to start until January 1 or February 1 or so on. And get very concrete. We've talked on shows before about SMART goals. They need to be specific and measurable. How are you performing? Attainable. Make it a stretch goal, though. Attainable doesn't mean easy, realistic, or relevant, depending on your acronym. And then more importantly, I think time-bound. And set goals around things like education. If you're not educated as a real estate investor, what do you want to learn? How do you get there? What's the first thing you're going to do? And maybe that's going to our free workshop or one of the case studies. I like to set goals around networking and networking events. I went to an event just by way of example a week ago. I met a wholesaler, new wholesaler. And we talked on the last show about wholesalers and flippers and real estate investors. You can catch that at lifestylesunlimited.com. Click on the radio tab, go to the podcast. But if you don't know what a wholesaler is, but I met one there. Not 3 days later, I got a call on my phone. Andy, I've got a house. It's in this market. Do you go to this market? We started to have a conversation. That would not have happened had I not gone to that networking event and met this individual. For that reason, I set goals to make sure each month I'm performing and continuing to move that ball forward. Continuing to get to that next mile marker from the running perspective. So I set goals around education. I set goals around networking. You should do the same. I set goals around events I want to get out to, people I want to meet. Over time, you'll start to learn who are some of the bigger names in your industry, in your market. You want to get to know these people if they're successful. You'll find a lot of them at Lifestyles Unlimited. And that takes me to the last piece here, to being successful as you start down that race to the financial freedom finish line, whether that's a marathon or a sprint, depends on where you start. That's having a good coach. Successful runners, any athlete, really, has a good coach. But the coach, they're not running the race for you. They're on the sidelines as you train, as you run in circles around that track, and they're watching you, and they're evaluating, and they're standing there with a video camera, taking videos, taking pictures, and they're coming back, hey, here's what I see with my experienced eye. And if you want to run faster, here's what you need to do. Lean here. Cross that finish line a little sooner. You know, maybe body position's off at this point. Lean a little bit more, or at the starting line, let's try starting on your other leg. They're going to give you advice based on their experience. Again, you don't have that overweight uncle chain smoking on the couch as your coach. You have somebody that's doing this and doing this well. And the same applies for real estate investing. You want to have somebody that can look at you from the big picture point of view and give you direction. They're going to look at things like your income right now. They're going to look at your personal financial statement. If you don't know what that is, we've done shows on that as well. PFS or personal financial statement. What does my balance sheet look like? What sort of assets do I really have to work with? Starting capital. They will absolutely look at that balance sheet and be able to unlock capital to help you start in different directions and in different ways than you may have thought possible, because they have that experience. And they're going to give you straight talk. And sometimes it's hard to hear. They're going to tell you, hey, that 401k with $100,000 or $200,000 in it may be performing okay right now. Although, did you see what happened recently? It dipped several percentage points, went back up. It's going to do it again. It's going to continue to be a roller coaster ride that you have zero control over. They're going to tell you that. And they're going to say, look, we need to get that out of that 401k, that IRA, and put that capital to work in multifamily or in house investing. And then once you get into the deal specific sort of stuff, they're going to look more narrowly. They're going to look big picture at you when you start out. Then they're going to look more narrowly at the deal and give you a direction as well there. And they're not going to be out there managing your business. That's for you to do. But they'll help steer you. They'll help point you down the right path. And we have mentors at Lifestyles Unlimited that have thousands, tens of thousands of apartment doors under their control that their owner's in. Those are people that you want to learn from. It's very, very important. As you think about the perspective of attaining your financial freedom as a real estate investor, very, very important. Things will get hard from time to time. They can, but you got to keep running. You have to keep moving forward. You know, there's the classic movie, Forrest Gump. Everybody's seen it. Jenny says to Forrest, run. Now, some of you, that may mean a marathon. Of course, for some of you, you're running a marathon right now. You don't even know it. The scenery never changes. You're on a treadmill. We commonly call that the rat race, and you're going to run for 40, 50, 60 years and probably never get to where you're going, which is that retirement finish line. Again, thinking about Forrest Gump, there's that scene in Monument Valley. He's on Route 163 in Arizona. He's narrating in his head. He said, I had run for 3 years, 2 months, 14 days, 16 hours. And all of a sudden he stops running right there in Monument Valley. Someone in the crowd says, quiet, he's going to say something. And Forrest says, he says, I'm pretty tired. I think I'll go home now. Look, Forrest knows. He knows when he's done running. Well, you know. By the way, that 3 hours or that 3 years and 2 months, my wife literally retired from corporate America right at 3 years and 2 months from our first house purchase. I don't know the days, I don't know the hours, but we got her there. She stopped running. She stopped running on that treadmill and got off. You can do the same. You have to keep going. You may get tired. You may lose sight of the finish line, but you find a team that's going to cheer you on. Find a great teacher that's going to make sure you understand the basic concepts first and then get into the harder ones. And then find a great coach or mentor that's going to keep pushing you, that's going to help you fulfill your potential and help you reach that finish line, help you get to that financial freedom. And again, you're going to experience, just like I did running that marathon, times where it gets tough. You're going to experience that as a real estate investor, but when you're following the right model and you have the right team around you, you're going to get there. You're going to find that financial freedom. I thank you for listening today. You've been listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. You have a good day.
Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.